from Washington. This is VOA News. Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria bombed by U.S. coalition. U.S. President Obama urges calmer perspective on Ebola in the U.S. I'm Vincent Brewers reporting from Washington. U.S.-led coalition jets bombed Islamic State targets again Saturday in Syria as the militants stepped up their fight to take the key border city of Kobani from Kurdish defenders. Coalition forces launched at least 5 airstrikes in Kobani and more on Islamic State targets in Iraq. The militants have intensified their shelling of Kobani and several rounds dropped across the border inside Turkey. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged Americans not to give in to Ebola hysteria or fear. In his weekly address Saturday, President Obama told Americans to keep the situation in perspective.
Ebola is actually a difficult disease to catch. It's not transmitted through the air like the flu. You cannot get it from just riding on a plane or a bus. The only way that a person can contract the disease is by coming into direct contact with the bodily fluids of somebody who is already showing symptoms.
President Obama said the U.S. may see more isolated cases of the deadly disease, but he is absolutely confident that officials can prevent a serious outbreak in the United States. The Roman Catholic Church has dropped language that appears to ease its stance on homosexuality from a Vatican document. An initial version of the document released earlier in the week had spoken of accepting gays' sexual orientation and acknowledging the same-sex couples can provide precious support to each other. The final version of the document was issued Saturday at the close of a 2-week assembly, or synod, of 200 Catholic bishops. More stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and China's State Councilor Zhang Jiechi have pledged cooperation on combating terrorism, the Islamic State, and the spread of the Ebola virus. Yang said the U.S. and China need to improve cooperation on issues related to the Asia-Pacific region because that area has seen strong economic development. Nepalese search and rescue officials say a surprise blizzard has killed at least 39 hikers in the Himalayas and injured more than 150. On Saturday, the authorities recovered the bodies of 2 hikers from India and Japan, but they say a lack of records has made it difficult to calculate the number of people still missing. Iraqi lawmakers have approved the critical security posts of Defense Minister and Interior Minister in Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's government, completing the formation of a new cabinet amid the fight against the Islamic State group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the election of the 2 powerful security ministers a very positive step forward. World Bank economists predict much of Africa will continue moderate growth, little over 5% over the next 2 years. However, the crippling effects of the Ebola virus on economic activity in West African countries have put a damper on their once promising growth rates. From Washington, William Eagle has a report.
World Bank figures are beginning to confirm the impact of the crisis on the economies of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone and Liberia are recovering from long civil wars and were bouncing back with growth rates approaching 10%. Francisco Ferreira, the World Bank's chief economist for Africa, says
the fear they create, what we call the aversion behavior on other people, on farmers, miners, workers, consumers, that's really reducing GDP.
Ferreira says response to the virus has put an end to the optimism, at least for now. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a ruling that will allow the state of Texas to enforce a law requiring voters to present photo identification. Texas officials say the legislation aims to prevent voter fraud and voiced support for the Supreme Court's ruling Saturday. The court ruling was released early in the day and contained no reasoning. However, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in a 6-page dissent, said the ruling may block as many as 600,000 registered Texans from voting, a figure state officials have disputed. Residents of the island nation of Bermuda are considering themselves lucky after Hurricane Gonzalo scored a direct hit Friday and Saturday, but caused no deaths and only minor injuries. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.